This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to have to fix you, manage you to, on a more personal scale, a more micro form of management. What is that called?
Microgerman.
Boom. Yes.
It's Mike Shope.
What is your name, sir?
I am Bill Buttlicker.
And the Bulldog.
Really, that's your real name?
How dare you? My family built this country, by the way.
It's Mike Shope.
The three words I would describe you as is aggressive,
yes.
Hostile, and definitely difficult.
And the Bulldog.
Well, I like the sound of your voice.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The update on the Bucks, which is really just to remind everybody that they lost Mike Evans and Chris Godwin to pretty serious injuries last night. Is just the latest reminder to me of just how I think I was long overdue for a really bad beat, and I got it. And yeah. It's a beautiful day. I stepped outside, breathing in the waterfront breezes, 75 degrees. And, oh no, I remember now. The end of the Bucks game, the end of the Chargers game. I don't know. I'm not ready to talk about it. Like, I'm not ready to, go into it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, everything now reminds me of it.
Now I just realized that, didn't you tell me yesterday that the team that I have with you and Adam is, buck heavy?
We lost Evans.
Oh, right. That's fine. Okay. We didn't have Godwin, but we had Evans and Bucky Irving.
And Otten. And Mayfield.
Right.
So we're still in first.
Okay.
But this other one, oh my God, it was so bad. Onside kicks. Did you watch the end of the Baltimore game?
No, I think 34 to whatever. I bailed out. They went up by 24, and I was like, I'm done.
Okay. Well, so were they.
Yeah, right. But 41-31, I mean, it wasn't really close.
No, it wasn't really close. Tampa was also up 10-0
right
in the game, but Tampa scored for 41-24 and went for an onside kick and got it and then scored another touchdown. So it's 41-31. Baltimore has the ball after the next failed onside kick. So you're up 10 with 2 minutes, and Tampa has all three timeouts, and they took their guys out, which, it was fine. I mean, they're probably 96%.
Baltimore took their guys out.
Okay. At first and 10, at midfield, up by 10 points at 2 minutes with Tampa having timeouts.
I did not know that. I've caught wind of the debate about whether Bowles should have had his guys in because, Godwin got hurt. But there's a minute to go. You're trying to get another touchdown on an onside kick. I respect that. I did not know that Baltimore pulled their guys.
Yeah, Jackson and Henry left the game.
Wow.
And so if they get a first down, they ice it. Mm-hmm. This is all before the series where Godwin is injured.
Right.
Because, that was after. But still, like, they had checked out, I guess, and I don't know. It's not about me. But, oh, yikes, that game was, both these games together were just excruciating fantasy-wise for me. Just, it's pretty random, you know, it happens sometimes.
Baltimore is excruciating for me just as a Bills fan. Just as, like, wow. I mean, they look like a wagon. They are like a freight train and a Learjet all in one. Like, I'm shook by the Ravens. I got to eat a big bowl of I don't want Derrick Henry on my team crow, because holy Moses.
I guess we should have wanted him.
I guess. I don't know. At least
we have James Cook.
At least we, I want back. Like, I don't, you know, what's he going to do for Baltimore? They're already good at running the ball. Oh my gosh. They look terrifying.
We do have him too. So that's good. On our team that you, talked, that you brought
that's
up.
That's great.
We do have
good.
Derrick Henry,
yeah,
too.
Bill's perspective.
I mean,
I'm unnerved by how good they look.
The only right way to sort of quantify all this, figure out what we're dealing with, is to get to the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. What week did I miss that you guys put Baltimore in the middle? I want to make sure everybody knows I was not here for that.
That had to have been after the Raiders loss, right?
I don't remember.
No.
I don't remember.
One of these.
I mean, I was fading Baltimore most of the offseason, so that could have been really any week during that.
I'm even trying to remember who we... Usually I remember because if you're not here, I will get a special guest star.
Yes.
You know,
likewise.
Someone
yes.
from the morning show or whatever. And I don't... It's only a couple of weeks ago.
It's actually
a month.
I thought there was one week where Baltimore sort of just got disrespected, but it has to be at the earliest, at the most recent, it'd be August.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it was more recent than that. Yeah. Last 8 weeks, going from, you know, going back in time, 2-2-2-3-4-3-2-3.
Okay, once the game started, they've not been in the middle.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Even at 0-2.
Wow, I feel so harshly and wrongly judged by you.
That's fair.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
I feel better about having not done that, but I feel scorned by having been accused of it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you were.
I'm going to need a few minutes to myself.
16. Time's up. 16.
Patriots. I think they have the quarterback. That team is really bad.
I would much rather be the Patriots than at least two other teams here.
I think I want to say the Browns. Are they one of the other two teams?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Browns. I think the fact that they've got the quarterback, it's a little early for that. Declaratively they've got the quarterback. He looked good.
The Browns don't.
In his first start, and the Browns do not.
Although they did just get Bailey Zappe.
Sure. And, you know, someone better will probably start playing quarterback for them. Like, there is that in the window for them. But the overall there is, I mean, you are at, I don't know, how many people get fired? Everyone? No one? Just draft a new quarterback and start over? I mean, I just don't know what they're going to do.
It's an interesting spot because I'm sure privately most of those people, I want to say, would tell you that they're happy that Watson got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Not toward him personally, but just like for Stefanski, it's a new opportunity,
right,
to show like, yeah, I deserve to be the coach of the year twice, which I've been, and it really was beyond my control what was happening here. So I don't know though, like, what should they want to do with the rest of the season? They're 1-6. Should they want to play Jameis Winston and try to win five, like half their games, or should they not? Like, I don't know. It's probably better to go to the bottom.
I think they should trade Myles Garrett and start completely over. The question about firing people is, could the owner... I mean, the owner can do whatever he wants. But it seems like, at least if I perceive and understand the situation correctly, like he was... Okay, we'll guarantee the whole contract. We'll do he pushed for Watson.
Oh, yeah.
So to like hang that on the GM or Stefanski probably isn't fair, but maybe that doesn't matter.
That's right.
For appearances, they may just want to start over, clean sweep and all that, but it was definitely the owner's gig. So I don't know that those people deserve to be fired. I think if I were them, I'd be hoping I can draft a quarterback, and I think we know what that means. Don't win games that don't matter.
Will Watson ever start again in the league?
No. No, I think he's finished.
They can, the contract is more palatable because he's hurt. Like you sort of, there are, I don't know if they owe the same money.
There's some insurance that gives them some cap relief.
Definitely not an inside job, this injury?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I believe he's really hurt. But I don't, like, the money is still massive, but we just watched Denver do this. So, like, right? I mean, it might be more than the $80 million that Denver had to bite off to get rid of Russell Wilson. But I don't think it's much more than that.
Well, I think he'll be on IR if he's still in the organization next year. Achilles?
Yeah, right.
You're not going to hear about, like, he's not going on McAfee to talk about how close he is in 2 months. Like, it's
probably
he'll go into next year on IR, and they'll want somebody new by next year, whether that's a rookie. Probably is. I'll agree on Cleveland. I would, I picked the Raiders here, but the Raiders beat Cleveland, so we'll go by that. I don't want to drag this on forever. Browns at 16, Raiders for me at 15.
I'll say Raiders at 15 as well.
They're absolutely nowhere.
Right,
coach, players, organization. I mean, they're a joke. 14.
I would say the same about Tennessee. I think I want to put them before New England here, too, because they're also going to be at – I don't buy for a second that Levis was injured. I think they wanted to try the other guy, and they tried the other guy, and it didn't go well. I don't know. It's only Tuesday, so we're not hearing anything yet. I don't know what they're going to do. They could pivot back to Levis, I suppose.
They will.
But I just don't think that's going anywhere.
So, I don't share that opinion. I mean, I do agree with the last point. The odds are against Levis, but I don't think that was a fake. Because I think they should still have incentive to play him. And I don't know what kind of illusions they might have had on Rudolph. It's possible. At Detroit this week. Okay, I agree. Tennessee, 13.
I'll go to New England now.
Okay.
It is a bad-looking football team. And I don't know how big a deal, the coach calling them out as soft is going to end.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Up being, that's been an interesting little sidelight here with Belichick weighing in on it, like same guys. It's not really the same guys. There's some pretty important guys in the middle of the defense missing, one at each level, actually. The safety, a middle linebacker, and Barmore up front, who's, you know, it's not quite at the top tier of D tackles, but he's good. Anyway, so I don't know, the coach could be in a tough spot already because of the way he handled that, but nothing. They belong here. They got the quarterback.
It's not great.
No.
It's a little bit like the Raiders, you know? Just sort of.
But with a guy that you have some hope in at quarterback.
Yeah, coaching-wise, I mean.
Yeah, right.
All right, 12.
Jacksonville?
I think it has to be. Not dead, though. I still think not dead. 11, Jets.
Sure.
Also not dead. You disagree. You think very dead.
Well, I think they're dead. Their record, they don't have to be dead. They're not like out of it. Now there's Jacksonville, of course. I think both of these teams are toast. Yeah. I don't think either of them are climbing out of the holes they're in. You know, the Jets did all the stuff, and what are the results? They've lost two games in a row. Well, they didn't have Adams for the Bills game, but they made the coaching upheaval and all that stuff, and they lost to the Bills, and they got smacked by Pittsburgh. I think they're going to be toast. I like their chances more than Jacksonville's, honestly, because Rodgers, there is talent there, and if he strings together a couple of games, like maybe they can get off the mat here, but I'm not optimistic for that.
You're out on Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah. I said last week, the only reason not firing the coach is because they're in England. And now they beat New England and they came home and like, okay, they're going to try to have a season, I suppose. And they did this a couple of years ago, right? When Lawrence sort of looked like he arrived, didn't they go hard from the like midpoint of the season to the end? I feel like they won a bunch of games in a row at the end.
Last year?
2 years ago. Year that we went like, oh, Trevor Lawrence is good now. Here he comes. And then that's why last year was such a letdown.
Because last year the opposite happened.
Right. I feel like the back end of 22 was really good for them.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So maybe they could do that again. I don't know. But I think things are messed up there too.
They won their last five to go 9-8. Then last year they lost five of their last six to go to 9-8. Hey, whatever. Still 9-8.
Winning seasons.
I could see them getting to 9-8 this year. Right now they're 2-5. Home to Green Bay this week. No bye week after the London package.
Right.
Their choice is how I understand it. 10.
Colts.
Sure.
Okay. Now I don't have to be stuck with a team.
Are they good?
No.
No.
No. They're not.
Not good. They're not good. That's what they are. Not good. 9.
I want to go Chargers next.
Yeah. Ugh. That game yesterday. I want to like Herbert so much, and he does stuff that I like a lot. And then I don't like the organization or how anything kind of turns out. I mean, yesterday you have the Jalen Reagor, of course, fumble into the end zone. It's a Charger way to lose. It just, you watch them and you're like, you should be so much better. And it just kind of feels like we're doing the Phillip Rivers thing all over again. They're going to be good probably with Harbaugh in the next few years, but you can kind of see the same story playing out with them.
I just think everybody else around here that's left, I like more. Like to do something this year. Like Miami's getting Tua back, so we'll see about that. The Bengals, I think, are just flat out better than the Chargers. The Broncos, it's close, I guess. So maybe that's the only argument I would feel like could be presented there.
I just can't stand a team that gets to second and one and runs it up the middle three times. That's the Chargers last night on their way to one of their five field goals. You know, congrats, really. I mean, fourth quarter. When is it actually, you know, you're out on Trevor Lawrence. When is it actually going to be that Justin Herbert is just like too good? You know, second and Close game, fourth quarter, Arizona, second and one, up the middle, third and one, up the middle, fourth and one, up the middle. The fourth down play, they got it. They got 2 yards. That's when you just got to kill people.
Right.
These teams, like, it's just so safe and predictable. What do they expect? Like, when is Justin Herbert kind of going to be worth it to have at top dollar mm-hmm. as your quarterback? Just what is that going to look like?
I think this is absolutely a fair comparable to Lawrence. Like, you could be as out on Herbert as I am on Lawrence. It's not that much better.
And both guys, you're looking for other reasons. You're looking for excuses because you know how talented they've been and are. I tried to couch that a little bit. And I know with Herbert, like, there were drops, and who are his receivers, really? One of them goes by the name of Ladd McConkey, who I really wish had gotten like 6 more yards.
But you are carrying around a wheelbarrow full of angst.
Going to forget this one anytime soon. Come on, like, wouldn't it be driving us crazy if you saw the talent you see from Allen, but they just, I guess on a certain level, this is the way we think about the Bills. They just win way more often. But like, when it gets to be the playoffs, the big games, the close games, you know, you just got to trust him in a way that I think most fans think the Bills don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Chargers times 10. Just,
right.
Ugh. Yuck. 8, Miami. I just jumped in with that.
I would go Denver here. But it's close. I already said it. The tier break for me was like, I need the Chargers next, and then the rest is kind of a, not the rest, but like this next group is, they're all pretty close. So
I'll go Denver here.
My Broncos, 4-3, hosting Carolina this week. 7,
Miami.
6, Houston.
We still have Cincinnati here?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that you said Houston, though. And you didn't forget about Cincinnati.
I did not.
Okay.
Or Pittsburgh, who I hate.
Yeah.
As a brand.
Yeah.
I'm getting flooded with emails and pages. And my beeper is just going insane here. When are you going to say Pittsburgh? Mike? Everybody wants to know.
I'll go with you on Houston. I wouldn't have suggested them here, but I was the one all summer that was going, I don't know. And I mean, they've got the excellent record. I'm not sure they're there yet. So I'll ride with you on that.
Who would you rather play in the playoffs?
Houston, 100 out of 100 instead of Cincinnati.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No question.
5.
Cincinnati.
I'm going Pittsburgh. If we're doing the playoff thing again, I'd so much rather take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I agree.
Same question. Pitt. Who would you rather play in the playoffs? Give me Pittsburgh all day instead of Cincinnati.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Now it's easy. 4.
Cincinnati.
3. Bills.
Bills.
2.
Chiefs.
Kansas City.
I can't keep going like this.
I'm off the hook.
I just can't keep going like this. Baltimore looks like the much bigger threat than Kansas City right now. And I know what that is to say sitting here because of all the play, but that's how I feel right now. I already used the Learjet locomotive thing. They look like a monstrosity.
They found Mark Andrews.
Yes, right.
They remembered him. Mm-hmm. Even Bateman.
Bateman was
had a great game.
Huge. Yeah.
They do get thrown on. Like that's not better yet.
And they lost Humphrey last night.
They lost him in the game after 2 picks. And that's been their weakness, that or offensive line, but that's not hurting them right now. This year. So like right Tampa did great. If they don't lose Evans, maybe they keep up. I don't know.
Yeah.
He wasn't healthy going in.
I know.
That was tough to watch. Both of them. Oh.
Yeah.
To lose Godwin for the year on such a stupid play with the game almost definitely over. Like, that's what teams do. They keep going. But,
yeah.
Man, I can't really blame the Bucs.
Might have been a hip drop deal there too. Have you seen like the replays of that? You know, it wasn't a flag, but maybe he'll be fine. That doesn't do really Tampa.
It's never a flag, right? It's always just a fine.
They're supposed to be able to flag it if they see it, but I don't know how. I don't know if it's been called. I haven't seen it called at all in a Bills game this year yet. I don't think.
I don't remember seeing it called at all.
Right.
By an official this year.
Right.
I also think I've seen that it's not happening as often.
Right.
Like it's kind of worked. The point of emphasis here has kind of worked,
right.
But doesn't help Chris Godwin if that's what we've got there.
No.
All right. Well, a shake up at the bottom. Reverse. I love that. Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Busy one. Trista after the break. Travis Yost today with the Sabre season underway. Bills fan, one of our favorite guests. Great conversation always with Travis. And Ross Tucker coming up at his usual time, 5 Eastern, 6 o'clock for Sabres pregame. Sabres at home to Dallas. One of 16 games in the NHL tonight. Paul Hamilton will join us then. Thanks for being with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.